Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Hey, hello, Canada. Welcome back to the Rod Peterson Show. And I said again, hello to our American friends. We're very big in Mississippi, Ohio, Nevada, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a fifth. But to all our American friends, you can't say happy Memorial Day, but I would say happy Monday to you as you observe Memorial Day in the United States. And to our friends around the globe, we did have a message from Trent in Norway. And if you guys can find that, no rush on that, by the way, because we'll be looking at it for, you'll be looking for a while for it. The commissioner was with us last hour. It was a very wide-ranging interview. I would suggest you go to Twitter and look at the CFL News account. Who all was live tweeting it? Devin Haru from CBC National, CFL News, and then Naylor was chiming in too. They've been talking about all of what Randy said. Dan Ukrainitz writes in and says, did anybody watch the KBO this weekend? TSN is showing a game of the night going forward. Well, I'll say this. KBO's off today, Korean Baseball League. They take Mondays off.
Yep.
Getting their rest. The Dinos are 14-3 at first place. My Wyverns in last at 3-14. But I did a lot of reading on the weekend. They're supposed to be the third best team in the KBO this year. They were supposed to be. But they're in last place. And the big donger, although he did homer on the weekend, doesn't lead the league in homers anymore. Roberto Ramos does. He's got 7. So I'm just telling you that's what went on. Just ahead of Mike Abou-Meshrick, you wanted to talk about the bubble cities, by the way. And Randy Ambrosi brushed on that in hour one.
Maybe that's what he hinted at.
Very much brushed on it. Didn't get too deep into it.
Yeah, he said he hinted at some good news coming. Maybe that's it. But it's interesting. This came up on TSN Radio in Edmonton late last week, if not over the weekend. And the discussion of Edmonton being a quarantine city in the NHL. And it might have been their legal analyst, Eric McNamella, but it was brought up that you got to remember this as a fan base. If Edmonton is chosen as a hub city for the NHL, one of these quarantine cities, that means the Oilers won't play in Edmonton. And here's why. If you're living at home and you're living with your family and that's your hometown and your home city and you're playing out of that quarantine city, you've broken the bubble, the quarantine bubble, the control group, because you're at home like an everyday person going for groceries, doing all your things like you would do to take care of your family. And you're putting everybody else at risk who's in a hotel in this control group quarantining and just there for hockey. So it'd be the same thing in the CFL. If Saskatchewan and Winnipeg, and I would assume it would be, if Saskatchewan and Winnipeg are chosen as quarantine cities or hub cities for the CFL, the Riders wouldn't play in Regina. They'd have to play in Winnipeg. And subsequently, the Blue Bombers would have to play out of Regina because you'd all have to be quarantining. So that's something interesting to think about, that just because the CFL might come and play out of Regina, I don't think the Riders would play here.
I think that makes no sense because, for instance, Jordan Reeves plays on the Riders, but he's from Winnipeg. So if you moved the Riders to Winnipeg to play and he's staying with his family there,
he wouldn't be allowed.
That makes no sense to me. At some point,
for sure,
you're going to have to, what if you put him in a hotel? It doesn't matter.
That's what would have to happen.
Yeah,
if the Riders are going to play here, they'd have to all be in a hotel, so they wouldn't be able to live at home. But if you're going to play here and they're still going to be able to, they won't be able to live at home. That's the only catch, right? So that's why you'd take them out of that situation so they're not seeing their families. The whole team would have to move to the hub city and all be together.
Jeff, the Stampeders fan, says, why couldn't the Oilers players live like all the other teams there? Ding, ding, ding. You're right, Jeff. That's what I see. The only thing I did hear in this NHL scenario is other teams saying, hey, if we go to Toronto, it's an unfair advantage for the Leafs to play out of Scotiabank Arena, you know, because we're all the road teams here. Come on, guys. Can you get with it?
Yeah. We're talking about...
Because what? Because you know a nook and cranny in the boards or an angle off the glass when you dump the puck in? That big of a deal, really?
Because I think we're talking about no fans, or at the very least, very few fans. Now, if the building was full, sure, they're playing a home game every night. That's maybe not fair. But, yeah, I get it. And you would have to quarantine. But it's just something that was interesting that came up that, you know, maybe isn't being discussed enough.
I can't go along with that. Did you say that Abou's ready? Okay, thank you. Let's go. Out on the video chat, it's been far too long since Mike Abumeshrick joined us. He's wearing the same jacket, however, and he's got a visor on. How you doing, Abu?
I'm doing great. I got my Rod Peterson Tampa Bay trip souvenir hat on. I had to change it up today. I've been wearing the same thing for 2 months.
If I had known,
this is the week of changes, baby.
If I had known you were going to wear your visor, I'd have worn mine because I have the exact same one on the exact same trip. So can you update us, please, on your life since the last time you were on?
As you and Luke Mollander pointed out, I've been practicing the social distancing thing for years. I'm thriving in it. You know, you don't get to see people. You got to stay home and do everything on the interweb. I mean, it's fantastic. It's great.
I've got no complaints, frankly, 74 days in, but you must have some thoughts on the way where the CFL sits right now. Because let's be honest, a few things have happened in the last 2 months since we've had you on with the CFL, your former league.
Let's go. The last 2 weeks, things have happened. The weeks before that, not much. I don't know how the CFL is going to progress. I think things just in general will progress a lot in September, but CFL is a great gate driven revenue stream. The revenues are driven through great, and I don't see them putting 30,000 people in anywhere, 10,000 people in anywhere. As for hub cities and stuff like that, I understand everyone wants to play football and basketball, and they just want to get back to something. But as a player, you sign on the dotted line to go and play in a city, and you bring your family there, and I forget who it was. There's a guy with a 3-month-old baby, and he's like, "There's no way that I'm going to go away for the next 4 months and miss my family for this." There's things that you negotiate in your contract. Maybe you take more money to stay somewhere or take less money to stay somewhere else. And to just assume that the players are going to drop everything and go to a hub city and miss their, I don't know. Let's go out onto the chat line and see who would leave their 3-month-old baby to go and play a game. But no matter what their job is, there's things that you can't put a price tag on. And I think there's a lot of assumption going on in every league, except baseball. I can't believe some of these greedy owners. Usually I'm on the side of owners, but there's a lot of assumptions being made that the players are just going to drop everything and move to whatever city. Or even if Regina was a hub city, you got to leave your family anyways and go and live in a hotel for who knows. As someone who played 10 years in the league and always based their contract not on money, but on family and where you could be, could you be around your family, or how much are they going to pay you to be away from your family? You couldn't negotiate that into my contract. They didn't.
Well, let me ask you this.
So that's what I think.
Are you speaking just on a CFL angle, or when we get into the NFL, NBA, MLB, and we're talking millions, would it be more attractive for those guys to go when millions are on the line versus the CFL? Because let's be honest, we know a lot of guys in the CFL that have left their families for 6 months for not a lot of money. You know, but
you agree to. I mean,
right.
I mean, there's lots of things that I would do. I mean, there's nothing that I wouldn't do for a job, and I've proven that. But, I mean, the worse the job is, the more you got to get paid. I mean, that might be, you know, digging a hole, but I mean, I'll dig a hole, but I won't leave my family. You got to pay me a lot more to leave my family than to dig a hole. And to be honest, you know what? I wasn't really going to Major League Baseball. I was thinking NBA, because that's where it is. That's where they're saying, oh, well, there's fewer players. We can get going sooner. It's just very assumptive to think that a player will get up and leave and get going. For 6 months, for 3 months, for 2 months, for 1 month. You got kids. How much does a 3-month-old change in a month? If your wife's pregnant, you're going to miss that. If you're, you know, there's some things that players plan into their contract that's not being assumed. I do like any extended amount of time away from your family is it's not negotiable, but it's assumptive to assume.
Well, our friend Don in Ottawa is watching, and he goes, he was with HMCS Queen Regina naval ship. He is with the Navy. He goes, I left my 6-month-old daughter. What do you say? My newborn daughter for 6 months, but I'm in the Navy. And frankly, I am of that mindset of do what it takes. But I know you are too, Abu. I think it's a case-by-case-by-case scenario. Some guys will do it, some guys won't, which you already basically just said.
But you sign your contract, and you have a choice to be in the Navy or not be in the Navy, right?
Yep.
Like,
plus, I'm sure Don was making
different. I mean,
I'm sure Don was making millions in the Navy, too. Let's not forget.
It's not about money, man. That's what I'm saying. It's not about the money. And you could put whatever price tag you want on it. Like the million-dollar man Ted DiBiase said, everybody's got a price. And some people's prices are higher. Some people are lower. I'm not making commentary. Different people are in different situations. I do like the tournament, the short spurts tournament. Come here. Say a team comes here for three teams come here for 2 weeks. Those teams play each other. Over those two, you have two games in 2 weeks, and then you go back to the next city. I could see something like that. But at the same time, not even in the CFL, because it's very much gate-driven. The revenue is gate-driven. So, I mean, if you can't get fans in there, I don't see how the CFL is going to make it work.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Sean in Saskatoon's watching. He says, wouldn't be the first dads to work away from the family to make ends meet. Again, everybody's got an opinion on this. There are NBA players that considered going to play in the Chinese Basketball League just to get a paycheck, because LeBron said he wouldn't do it. And those players said, well, LeBron, we're not all making $32 million a year like you. We do need to work. You know, obviously you have some thoughts on that.
It goes down to choice. I mean, there's people that dig holes for a living. I mean, there's people that pick cotton for a living. But if you're told that you have to pick cotton, that's a whole different story. And that's why I don't agree with it. I'm on the player side as far as you're signing. I'm on the player side. As soon as you sign your contract to do that job, that is your job. I signed to play in Saskatchewan, you know. So the job was here. I brought my family here. If they all of a sudden said, oh, you know what? Saskatchewan's closed, Mike. We're going to Vancouver. I'd be like, well, that contract's got to be null and void. Certainly it's got to be null and void, because that's not what I signed up for. It's right there in the agreement, Saskatchewan Rough Riders, you know. That's just me causing a ruckus. I just heard Dreger saying that it would be up to the players to decide whether they wanted to go back. That's a new piece of information that I didn't know until he mentioned it to me. And that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. You're being, as they say, a locker room lawyer, which is really loved in the front offices of teams. What are you shaking your head?
No, well, you know why I'm doing that is because when you get burned enough, you just want to know what the rules you play with. The rules aren't in the handbook saying, you know, there's holding and there's this. There's, oh, you have to jump through hoops. You know, would be a good person to talk about that, Adriano Belli. He made up this kissing bandit thing so people would be afraid to cut him, because he got cut so many times in the NFL. He's like, all right, you know, there's a lot of other things.
He's like Klinger.
He's like head office play with that you got to know that are there.
He's like Klinger and MASH. Can't cut him by reason of insanity, basically, is what you're saying. Now, well, yeah, smart.
That's not where we're going, but.
Same
like
mentality.
I said, I've been here for 2 months.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so I got to ask you this. Randy Ambrosi was basically with us an hour ago. I don't know if you saw it or not, but he said, we may play, we may not this year, but when we come back, you know, we're looking at the business model. They're calling it CFL 3.0. Here's my question to you. You're a wonderful guy to ask because you're from downtown Toronto. You played university in London, and you've played pro in Ottawa, Winnipeg, and Saskatchewan, not to mention road cities all across the country. Is there enough love in this? Is there enough love in this country to save the CFL when the time comes? That's why I said to the commissioner, "What can we do to help this league as CFL lovers?" And he basically said, "Stay
tuned."
You know
what? And I'm going to say this about the CFL particular, but it can go across the board. This whole COVID is like a global national reset on everything. You know, people are now understanding what. Working together is. It's not always about, you know, It's about getting forward and making it through. And that's what happens in the CFL. It's an opportunity for every business in the CFL and outside to look at themselves to see if they are a viable business in this new market going forward. Every business has to do it. CFL is no different because everything has changed. How so? I don't know. 60,000. I'm so glad. I'm not very happy that we have a 60,000 seat stadium down the road that'll never be used again. You know, I know it's not 60, but it's just a reset for everywhere, and no one really knows where that's going to go. But and I think that's a good thing for the CFL. You know, especially out in the Maritimes where they haven't really built their stadium yet, and maybe they can spread out the seats. Maybe that's a smaller venue. Maybe one side is just a field again. Maybe we go back to the 50s style. And hey, man, I don't know. I'm not as old as my Santa Claus beard might tell, but that might not be a bad thing. You know, what's wrong with having one person stay at home? You know, or two people stay at home. You know, what's wrong with slowing down a little bit? You know, having an end zone where the kids can buy a ticket for $2.
Well, you know,
now
what,
I'm starting to sound like Pauly and Aldag. Back when I was a kid.
Well, you're getting into that realm. But let me say this: this may or may not be hard to believe. But I'll say this: I mean, one thing, when things break, they usually come back stronger. It's hard to believe as we sit here today that we could all come back stronger, but that's probably what's going to happen. And that could be the same case for the Canadian Football League, to be honest with you. So do you feel like we're getting closer? Calendar-wise, we are. Clearly, we're going to play again. It's just a matter of when. But it's like now we're getting a plan to play. Pretty soon it's going to be in the players' hands. Do you want to do it? Do you feel like we're inching, we're making some progress here?
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks ago, we had no idea. You know, now that market reset is going to be there. We kind of understand that they're not going to be playing in front of sellout crowds, right? And you know, there's other professional leagues around the world. The Bundesliga, you know, I'm big soccer. And this doesn't count as my one time a year that I get to talk about soccer on your show, Rod. It's not. The Bundesliga started up a couple of weeks ago. And that first week without fans, without that buildup of emotion, I got to see why people really don't like watching soccer, because it's kind of not really a lot happens. When the crowd, and baseball's like this too, when the crowd starts talking, when you see the crowd, you know, when the crowd starts erupting, you watch and your attention gets that much more pinpoint, and you get to watch a little bit. And I found myself missing goals, missing like great plays, just because that excitement wasn't there. In week two, you can hear them. They pumped in some noise. They pumped in some crowd noise. I mean, it's not overwhelming, but at least it's something for the viewer. And I don't know if you guys talked about it already, but the NFL is talking about pumping in crowd noise and having some digital crowds for when we're watching on TV, just to make it not look like a practice, because it's kind of boring watching really exciting athletic feats.
I don't
know.
What are your thoughts? I actually think I've been envisioning this. I don't mind because I'm very entrenched on what's going on. UFC, they've had four cards now without crowds, and I haven't noticed a difference. You're no different, man. You are entrenched in what's going on the field or the ice. I mean, it's not going to, I don't think, affect me. I swear, but that's
just
me.
Well, I'm talking more as a fan.
As a fan
of soccer.
I mean, golf yesterday, they said it. Look at those. Did you watch the match yesterday?
I knew it was on, and I just, there was paint that was drying in the other room, and I thought, hey, I should go watch that.
It's going to be different opinions for
golf.
I get it, for every single guy. But, yeah, it's different strokes for different folks. How about that?
It was really nice not to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, at my
house, the choice.
So I guess it was on the TV, but at my house on Sundays, ever since I was a kid, and when I was a kid, it was horse racing, but there's always been sports on, you know, no matter what it is, Wild World of Sports or whatever. I know they should bring that, man. That would be fantastic. But so it was nice to have that on, that roar of a sports event, just like I'm talking about with soccer. I guess it's that in golf. When someone gets a good tee shot, you hear the roar. And I guess that the sound of sports is kind of like the
soundtrack
LP
of our lives.
Of my life.
Soundtrack of our lives. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Abu, we should run. This has been fantastic. Let's not wait 2 months until we do it again.
Yeah, no, let's do it again.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks, Abu. Great jacket.
Yes.
There you go. Blowing kisses as he goes. Guy should have been a pro wrestler. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of comments coming in. Wayne in Victoria says, we need people to be more positive like you are, Rod. When times get tough, you need positivity because it's so easy to be negative. Oh, trust me. I try to read the news or watch the news, and it's so depressing. I'm like, that's why I don't read the news. It's not changing my life, frankly, whether I read it or I don't.
Exactly.
So, anyways, lots to get to. Rob Vanstone coming up. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 240 today of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. We'll be right back. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. Robert Vanstone Esquire coming up. Award-winning columnist.
I miss those commercials.
Of the Leader Post. So hang on for that.
Mike Weir, Esquire.
The guy was saying before the break about me being positive. One of our viewers, Brian Eitenauer, writes, and he says, Abu made a good point about golf, watching paint dry piques my interest more. Brian also wrote into our Facebook page regarding the Ambrosi interview and said a whole lot of nothing there. So I don't want to pick on Brian, but everything's negative with this guy, with all his comments. And it's, I would hate to be like that. I mean, when I put on PGA on Sundays, it's to have a nap. Saturday afternoons too. And yesterday, I could not take my eyes off the match. I couldn't take it off. It had all the emotions. And I don't know that it would be the case every Sunday if I was watching Pro-Ams. I don't normally. But because Tom Brady was hurting. We talked about this in the morning meeting. Tom's sailing every tee shot into the trees, into the water, into the bunker. I'm like, that's like me. If this was the prerequisite, I would have signed up for this. I fell for him. Millions were watching. And that's when I came up with the Twitter poll. Is Tom a good sport for doing this, or did he actually think he could keep up with these guys? And the majority of people voted for he's being a good sport. I would not. I got asked to go in a charity golf tournament here this summer, and I said, well, it's scrap because of COVID, but I said, there was going to be cameras on us. I said, not interested. Don't want to do it. I don't want the whole world laughing at me. It's tough enough to have 3 other people in my group. Tom's no different. What you saw him golfing yesterday was exactly me. And are we not all like that, the below average golfers? You'll have one great shot on the day that makes you keep coming back. That's why I call it the heroine of sports.
And he's so proud.
That hooks
right?
you.
He's so proud, and he won't admit that he's not good or great. Because, you know, on the practice tee, on the range, it's not about learning how to hit shots. It's about figuring out where your misses are when you're practicing. Just before the round, warming up, it's like, oh, I'm slicing it today? Okay, so I'm going to aim a little bit over this way, so I play it. He kept lining up straight because he couldn't, in his head, admit that he was going to shank it. He's like, I can fix this. Instead, he should have been lining up way to the left. But that's Tom, right? He's proud, and he's very, you know, he's...
Well, yeah, right. And the one cool thing about my wife, why we're best friends, is she's laying right beside me. We have this huge television that she won in a golf tournament beside me. She's like, you don't normally get this much into golf. And I'm like, I know. But then Eli Manning just joined Twitter the day before, and Eli is just trolling the hell out of these guys. to give you an example, people, Eli's sitting at home, wherever he is, tweeting, hey, guys, maybe aim for the green things, because they're going in the water, going in the sand, going in the brush. Like, it's, oh, my God, I'm getting laughing just thinking about it. And his tweets were brought to you by Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy tweets.
Spicy
so people
tweets.
Are starting to figure out that you can advertise on social media. It's a thing. It's taken a long time to get there.
Oh, yeah.
But we're there.
Integrated it, you know, the right way. It was really good.
Jason writes in and says, the CFL needs a sideshow like the match had. I love the idea of having others live tweeting and posting those during the event. That's where the broadcasting business is going. There's no doubt. It's about entertainment, interactive nature. Cooper in Mississippi says, don't forget Tom ran the 40 at the combine. Everybody saw it, and he laughs about it. He didn't have a choice, Cooper. He had to run the 40. If he wanted to be drafted, he had to run the 40. He didn't have to golf in the match. That's the difference to me. David in Winnipeg says, Rod, you need to get your wife on the show. Asked, she's not interested. Thank God, because it's funny because I travel the country talking about my story in recovery, and from time to time, she gets asked to speak on it. That's when I start to sweat. I'm not sure I want to hear her side of this.
I can control the narrative.
Right. Thankfully, she always says no. Sports update, by the way. Canada's NHL teams have offered season ticket holders rebates or refund options in acknowledgement that no more 2019-20 regular season games will be played in front of fans in their respective buildings. In a four-day span, May 13th to the 16th, all seven teams contacted their season ticket bases with options and, in some cases, deadlines to make a decision. That reminds me of the interview with Ambrosi when I asked, what can we do as CFL lovers? And the first thing that he mentioned was, if you're a season ticket holder and the team has your money, leave it with the team. That would really help a lot. So he's looking at it from the business side. It was not surprising. My thinking was from the marketing promotion side, because my thoughts are, can we wear CFL gear every day? In Saskatchewan, we do it every day, but maybe in Toronto, wear your Argo stuff. In Montreal, wear your Al stuff. In BC, wear your Lions stuff, which sounds elementary, but it's really not. And there have been people that were wearing Argo stuff a couple of weeks ago, and I was getting messages from people in Toronto going, I saw Argo stuff today. You don't ever see that. It would make a big difference.
Sure would.
And not just every day. Not just one day, every day. That's one thing. I told you that I got players DMing me, former players, big name players, saying, what can we do, Rod? And I'm like, just wait. Let's let the CFL office come up with that. That's their job. But the guys are right on the ready. They're ready to go. They're football players.
Of course.
They're used to this.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to let the CFL office lead on it because that is what they do. But I'm thinking that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Back to the sports update. And we'll be with RV shortly. Esquire. Around 13,000 cardboard cutouts helped fill the stands at a key soccer match in Germany on the weekend. Fans took pictures at home and paid for a cardboard cutout to be placed in the stands at the Bundesliga game in Dusseldorf, Germany, which could help decide Champions League qualification. Did you see the highlights of that?
I did not.
It was just imagine a bunch of cardboard cutouts in the end zone at your local stadium. There wasn't enough to fill the whole crowd, so they put him behind the nets. It was actually kind of cool.
Cool.
I saw it on the highlights on SportsCenter Saturday night. And the Washington Nationals have changed their plans for a virtual World Series ring ceremony after players decided they would rather wait until they could reunite in person to receive their new jewelry. The Nationals previously announced they were going to give out the rings during a show broadcast on television and online. Remind me, I'll tell you the story of the two nights that we had a ring ceremony for the Riders. Great stories.
Okay.
Okay. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. And for G2G Energy Bars, this is the company of which Ben Cahoon is the Canadian sales rep. Energy bars, protein bars, fresh, all natural, healthy, delicious. Seven delicious flavors. You can order online now, g2gbars.ca, and Rod Peterson Show viewers get a 20% off discount. Right now, g2gbars.ca. You got to order your food in anyways. Might as well get it from G2G Bars. You don't really have to, but we suggest that you do.
Awesome.
You good? Oh, they're great. So good.
Oh, yeah.
I bring my own energy bars in because I try to leave them for these guys, the young kids, because they love them so much. I don't know if this guy, let's ask him. Rob Vanstone joins us here, the man of the 74-day challenge. How many straight days of exercise have you had, RV?
Yesterday was number 80.
Whoa! So
I went for a nice 2 hour and 47 minute bike ride. I went about 15 meters, but I still went for 2 hours and 47 minutes.
That's like Rod every morning.
Presumably productive.
Don Narcisse Day. Next up, Ray Elgard for you. RV, are energy bars in any way part of your diet on this fitness kick that you're on?
I tried one because my blood sugar was, I was diagnosed on February 26th with type 2 diabetes, and my blood sugar was all over the place, and I thought maybe if I'm having a bit of a lull or a bit of a spike, that a energy bar might be a good idea. And I tried a couple of them, and they were a great idea, except my blood sugar went kaboom. So no more energy bars for me. I realize that's not a great endorsement.
<That's>
my doctor didn't like that suggestion. He suggested 7 walnuts and 7 raisins, which worked way, way better than I thought.
Good, good. So, hey, sorry. By the way, I don't
that's
know if
the
you...
truth.
It's, hey, we're all about authenticity here. It's cool. Did you see my post about the hottest Rough Rider of all time? By the way, I came down to a final six. I put it on Facebook and asked people to chime in. Ray Elgard wrote from Las Vegas and said he has the nicest behind of all time in rider history. He wanted to put that out there. Odd things that are coming up through the pandemic, RV.
Was there a contest for the hottest Rough Rider play-by-play?
No, but I would vote for John Lynch, as would you, as would John. By the way, how are you dealing with things through what would today be day 8, 9? I think it's day 9 of the training camp holdout. How are things at the Mighty Leader Post where the Riders are such a big part of your coverage?
It doesn't impact me that much specifically because training camp's generally in Saskatoon, so we typically send Murray McCormick to Saskatoon, and I, feeling even more useless than usual, usually take holidays because there's nothing to write about if I'm in Regina and the Riders are in Saskatoon. So, I miss the day-to-day reports and all the buzz about the new players. And it's just such a great time of year. It's like spring training where you just, winter's over. You're finally getting on with things you really love. And it always reminded me a lot of opening day in baseball where you just, everybody's 0-0. And I remember in 99, and they had that awful team that went 3-15 and didn't win a game after Labor Day. And I remember even in 99, they were just upbeat over this prospect and that prospect and this quarterback. It's a time for renewal. And we sure need that right now in several ways. But it's kind of ironic. We're facing a summer that's likely going to include the Stanley Cup playoffs, but not the Canadian Football League. Who ever imagined that?
None of this is imaginable. By the way,
so backwards, Rob.
I know. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, is watching. He says, Rob Vanstone, the incredible shrinking man, at the weight of a Canadian fullback now, got to work him out to see if he can catch out of the backfield. That's from Smitty. I feel like we have a European or global football player watching. Armando Moreno writes in. He says, I was late to the show. Did Commissioner Ambrosi mention anything about the global players and the plans for them? I would suggest, Armando, sit tight. because nothing was said about the players. And actually, Rob, let's go down that road. I don't know how much you're following. Well, you follow what the players say on social media. Very difficult times for them. No different than NHL players, NBA players, and all the rest. But it's really hit CFL players now. And they don't have a huge cash reserve, I would suggest, to get them through. How much have you been thinking about the players?
That's ultimately the constituency that has to be well represented here. And the CFL players, I think a lot of them could make more money doing things other than playing football. And suddenly, with no season, even the weight loss expert, oh, goodness. In some cases, the salaries that are paltry by professional sports standards are likely being pared by at least a half. And they're the product, and they're by far the best professional athletes to deal with. And they're by far the most accessible and the easiest to relate to. And you had Mike Abumetrek on beforehand, and Mike, so quickly, when he was playing, you stopped thinking of Mike as number 67 with the Rough Riders, and just thought of him as a good guy. And that's the kind of connection you can establish with these players so quickly. There aren't a lot of layers. There are no entourages. They're just normal people that happen to play a professional sport at a very high level. And I hope they can get through this. It's a tough time for everybody, but they're looking at some real major income cuts. And some of them may just decide that it's more lucrative to do something else rather than play in the CFL for $70,000 a year divided by two.
Yeah, that's the shame, by the way. The players are sacred, as are the coaches. And these are my friends. And that's, you know, part of the reason why I'm trying to wave the CFL banner so much to preserve this league. I mean, RV, I hate to ask you, but I just have to. Your take on the federal aid discussion, the American players getting government assistance discussion, and the future of the CFL. I mean, you must be thinking about that on your bike rides, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. You really wonder. This is the fifth, it's been 50 years that I've been following the CFL. Jeez, I'm old.
Not as old as Lynch.
Goes back to 1970, collecting football cards and swapping them during recess at Massey School. And it's hard to believe that we're facing this 50 years down the road. And you just wonder what it's going to look like when it comes back. You wonder what a lot of businesses are going to look like when they come back. I think there's a huge market correction coming in terms of professional sports in general. I'm not sure the money will be there in terms of fan revenues or gate revenues or concessions or sponsorships to allow the model that has been established, not only in the CFL, but in Major League Baseball, NFL, everywhere, to be sustainable. So I think you're looking at a scaling back everywhere. And I really worry. I haven't been this worried about the future of the league since the mid-1990s, when it looked so grim. And the odd thing was, none of these things were really much of a discussion a year ago. There was talk about the Alouettes and their situation, but nobody was thinking, could the CFL be finished? I think the CFL, as we know it, could very well be finished in terms of this cost structure. And Randy Ambrosi talked about it earlier in the show, and they have to get the business plan at a level where everybody can at least have the promise of making a profit. Because right now there are such inequities. The league as a whole is in a deficit situation, even during a time that's, by its standards, more prosperous than usual. And that is something that has to be corrected. And that was probably true before the pandemic hit us. And thank you so much for the kind words, Jeff. I'm down 39.6 pounds is the latest update.
That's amazing. That is Jeff, a Stampeders fan, by the way. And hey, if the lovable loser, laughable CFL goes away, good riddance. If they're going to bring in what Randy said, a solid foundation, he didn't say respectable, but I will. The next CFL, I'm all for it. And by the way, one thing, I don't want to go down this road because I want to ask you about the NHL, but just on... Obviously, I work in the recovery industry. The biggest part of that is humility, taking a knee, surrendering, saying, I need help. And the thing with pro sports is they'll never do it. It's ego. It's bigger, stronger. You guys aren't going to figure this out. You need to say, at least the CFL took their cap off, got on one knee and said, Ottawa, we need some help. That means more to me than what Bettman and Goodell, frankly, and these guys are just pound this round peg into a square hole thing. You know what I mean? It's not happening, guys. Like, you need to realize it's not going to be the same for them either, Rob. At least the CFL's admitting it. They seem way further ahead than the other leagues in accepting where they are because they had to first. But anyways, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that. Yeah.
No, look at the Major League Baseball Players Association and how adamant some of their membership are that they should receive, in some cases, full salaries, that it shouldn't be taken into account that teams are going to be playing in front of no crowds. There are bags overheads over this, and it must have been very difficult for Randy Ambrosi and people within the CFL to say the things that they did, but that's the reality of it. And in some cases, that reality, as harsh as it may be and as evident as it may be, is not being acknowledged. And you look no further than the Major League Baseball Players Association and several of the owners.
Exactly. Your take on the 24-team playoff format. Either way, well, the Jets are
Yes, the Jets
in.
Will get in.
Right. The Jets are in. They
were right on the precipice.
Exactly. So you're happy with it, in other words.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. The 24-team thing was, if they'd gone with 16 based upon the winning percentages at the time the schedule was suspended, the Jets would have been mere fractions of percentage points out of a playoff spot. So I'm happy that there's 24 in there. And I'm just looking forward to vegetating and watching some sports. I've been on such a I've been going on YouTube and watching old Monday night football games, and I'm roaring through Mad Men and just binge watching everything except binge watching sports. And I would absolutely love to just sit on the recliner and drink lots of, it used to be iced tea, now it's water, and just watch hockey. And I hope the same eventually applies to football. It's not an essential service, but it's something that, it's the reason that I have a job. It's the reason that you're doing this. And it's beloved by us all. So it'll be another step toward normalcy. Things like now you can go to the gym, or you'll very soon be able to go to the gym. Now you can golf, et cetera, et cetera. The flicking on of the switch regarding professional sports on a large scale will be such a tonic.
Yeah, I think it is essential, to be honest with you. Not everybody agrees, but that's just me. I would love to bring you on a little more regularly, RV, as our Jets insider, if you don't mind, because our Winnipeg viewers say you don't talk enough Jets, and I think you would be the perfect guy. So thanks for the time, as always. We're following what you're doing.
Thank
Keep
you
it
for
up.
Your time.
All right. Thank you, RV.
Thanks so much, Rod. Thanks, Darren. Have a great day. Take care.
All right. Rob Vanstone joining us from the Regina Leader Post. By the way, if you guys can go to a two-shot, the reason Darren does not chime in on these interviews is that microphone doesn't work. The viewer can't, the interviewee can't hear it. Did the guys? Oh, it's fixed over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
That's okay. I have so much
fun.
They
didn't want to tell me.
I have so much fun sitting and listening to those anyway. I have nothing to add.
Yes, you do.
Well,
of course you do.
I know. I can talk to all these
guys. I didn't know that it was fixed.
But I enjoy listening. I do.
I'll break, come back, more with Dupes, more of all of what we've been talking about. It's another day where we had a lot of awesome engagement with our viewers today. Oh. And that's what we're going to do with you the rest of the way. Prairie Mobile text line is open, 840-8777. Put a 306 in front of that, 840-8777. We're going to put up the Rock Star of the Day poll. Still plenty to come on the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, we're back. We were telling stories in the break, and I said I was going to tweet the Rockstar poll. So I'm doing that as I talk right now, and I'm not very good at multitasking. I tried to catch my wife yesterday. She was texting a friend, watching a show, and then I said, "What did they just say on TV?" She nailed it.
Oh, no.
Don't!
No way.
It backfired on me. Maybe she can multitask. Anyways, as I tweet this, interesting that the Washington Nationals pushed back their ring ceremony until they can actually get together.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. And I said I would tell you a story about the Riders' ring ceremony. Would Abu work just Abu? Instead of typing Mike Abu Mestrick on our poll?
I think so.
People would get it, right?
People get it now.
There. Tweeted the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Vote now on Twitter. Randy Ambrosi, Darren Dreger, Mike Abu Mestrick, or Robert Vanstone. I would suggest it is Randy Ambrosi.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I would too. Although they were all good again.
Yes, they're all good. Nice work, Clark.
People are going to get sick of us having trouble picking the rock star of the day when all the guests are good, are so good. We just sit here every time.
It's a tough decision.
Jeez, it's a tough decision.
Friday's winner was
Lynch.
John Lynch.
He's back.
Let's just name it the John Lynch Award.
We could.
Ring ceremonies for the Riders. Pretty cool story. 2007. Well, it was 2008. It was May of 2008 that we had our ring ceremony, which as voice of the Riders, they didn't win a Grey Cup till my ninth season with the club. So by 9 years, I was really starting to think we're not going to win a Grey Cup. We're not even going to get into a Grey Cup. We're the Cleveland Browns of the CFL, and it's a cool job, but just don't expect to ever win. That was what I was starting to think. And then, of course, it happened. So to have that, you know, the stories of the 07 Grey Cup and the week leading up to it is another thing. The ring ceremony is a night that I've never really talked about. But I'm there with my wife. We're all together. It's in the basement of the Kinexus Arts Center, which is a theater in and of itself. You've been in there. And they had all the rings stacked up. Wow. 140, 150 rings, I think, all in boxes. And Jim Hobson was basically the MC of the night. I'm just out in the crowd as a patron. I'm normally MCing these things. So when it came time after the dinner and so forth to hand out the rings, Hoppy's like calling guys up to come help hand out rings. And I was one of the guys. He's like, get up here and hand out rings. So I had the honor of handing guys their rings. And it was like, hey, quarterbacks, come on up. Hey, running backs, come on up. Hey, receivers, come on up. So it wasn't everybody rushed the stage.
Right.
And I remember handing Darian Durant his ring. And he was the fourth string quarterback, I believe, the practice roster guy, wearing number 14. So that was exciting to be able, like that feeling of handing a guy his championship ring is a very nice feeling inside.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we went to Dewdney, believe it or not. I was far younger then, as you know. And the Grey Cup was there. So Mike Morreale's dad Bob was the keeper of the cup. So that was pretty cool. So we're in, I want to say Habanos. Was it Habanos? It was getting a little foggy. And the cup was going around the bar. You could, with the fans.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, Bob had the white gloves on and the Hall of Fame jacket. And I said, like, he's watching that cup. I said, you are like a parent with his kids at the swimming pool. And you're not a father, so, but you can appreciate it. I'm sure you've watched kids at the, like, you're not taking your eye off that thing. You can't even enjoy yourself because you got to watch that thing. Some idiot might run down the, you know, stairs out with it or out the back door. And he's like, I don't mind. It's my job. He enjoyed it.
Wow.
And we had it out on the dance floor, and it's like body surfing the Grey Cup. How much fun do you think that was?
Oh, man. I can only imagine.
Right. So that was 08. And then 2014. I'm pausing this for a mention here. Bob Price watching. He's in Kamloops. He says, Rod, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but today's the first time I've watched your new show. Fantastic. I'm living in BC, where I'm now a semi-retired broadcaster. I still like to keep up with the happenings in my native Saskatchewan. You are looking and sounding great, Rod. Keep up the superb work. What year did you come see me at CHAB? Heck of a long time ago for certain. Bob Price. That was in the 80s when I was trying to get a job at CHAB, like in high school, and they told me no. It wasn't Bob. It was a management decision. But that was in high school. Sorry. And that's what's cool about the show, Bob. I will interrupt my stories to read comments from the viewers. Anyways, 2013-14 was not as raucous. But we were at same hall, Kinexus Arts Center. And I was sitting with Dan Farthing and his wife, Sue. My wife, obviously. Can't remember all the staff. And here's how they got us. And by the way, the greatest feeling in the world is when Jim Hobson's right-hand girl, Laverne, would call you and say, I'm calling on behalf of Jim. There was a time I would break into a sweat immediately when that call came, but a couple of occasions she said, what's your ring size? And it's just, oh.
Yeah.
That's a very good feeling.
That's cool.
So anyways, in the 2014 ring ceremony, which was May, we were all sitting there all night, and they had these table settings. And the rings were in a box hidden underneath all the floral arrangements. So we're there for 2-3 hours having a great time, eating, enjoying each other's company. And then Jim gets up on stage and says, hey, guys, all night long, the ring's been right in front of you. Just reach into those flowers and pull out the box. And it was right there. I was thinking about this on the weekend that I wonder if anybody out of the 150 people in the room or plus partners, 300, had just reached in there before being told by chance and discovered the ring. I didn't know of any.
That's cool.
But you could conceivably see. And I'd love to know whose idea that was.
That's.
Because it was like all night long, it was right there.
That's incredibly cool. That's so cool. Yeah, I mean, what a story. What a way to do it, right? It's been sitting, you know, under your nose the entire night.
You feel like a maroon. And then you don't care.
You don't care.
Yeah, so. David in Winnipeg says, that's what makes your show better than the others, Rod. Thank you, David. We'll take a break and come back for overtime, but I will say this. Sunday's The Match was a real glimpse into the future of broadcasting. To have Charles Barkley as an analyst, to have the interactive, the viewers' comments coming up on the screen. UFC's doing that a little bit, too. But when we all emerge from this and we're in the world 2.0, there's going to be a lot of that in broadcasting, and I got to say, I like it. Overtime's coming up next. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
And we're back for overtime for Emerald Water. And Paul's in the building, everybody. Hi, Paul.
Woo.
Good afternoon. Paul doesn't like to toot his own horn, but he's in his chair. Paul's chair.
Sounds like a farmyard around here, clucking and hooting.
Oh! Don't even get me started.
What?
Well, a couple things from our viewers. Donna from Central Butte writes in. She says, I appreciate you sharing the stories with us, Rod. Feel as we were at the event when we hear them. Thank you. I have few talents, but that is one, making you feel part of it. Bob Price, by the way, the semi-retired broadcaster from Kamloops, who I went to visit at CHAB in Moose Jaw when I was in high school, wore my dad's suit blazer because I didn't have one, and told, no soup for you. By CHAB. Bob says, for the record, I knew you would make it, and you most certainly have. All the best, my friend. Thank you, Bob. Enjoy semi-retirement. Everything happens for a reason. Right? But speaking of, I'm watching The Ranch last night. I just can't get enough Ranch. The Ranch. And we ended Mad Men on Friday night. It's funny that Rob Vanstone said he's binge-watching Mad Men. What a crushing ending. And I know you don't watch it.
I'm going
you
to.
You watched it, right, Paul? Technical producer watched it years ago. Hello! I just disappeared.
Whoa.
What was that all about?
That's Jordan.
Abracadabra. Did you bump the camera, Paul? Because
I did.
Now it's just...
Somebody's got to pay the fine.
Do you want to handle overtime, Darren? Because the camera's on you.
I know.
What's going on back there? They're panicking.
Do I got to move my lips for you?
Oh, you've frozen.
I'm not moving at all.
Boy, that's the cue to shut up and get off the air.
We could do that.
Everybody's gone. Everything is happening! Okay, we got to go.
We've gone to still shots of the empty studio.
My favorite four words in broadcasting.
We're working on it. Time to go.
Jeff, the Stamps fan. Yeah, just leave it like that. It's now a radio show. Abracadabra. Nice magic, Paul.
Thank you. My fault.
The spit hit the fan when you walked in the room.
Sorry, guys.
Jeff, the Stamps fan, says Mad Men was a great ending. No, it wasn't. It was disturbing. Oh, there's one camera back.
I'll move my lips again. Let's play this game.
We're going to have to carry this over into tomorrow's discussion because there is no third hour.
Not yet.
Okay, there we go. If you can leave it on the two shot, that's good. Mind you're the director, I'll shut up. The talk about Randy Ambrosi's interview, everybody's talking it across the land now. And I'll just read a little bit of it from CFL News, retweeting the commissioner from this show. Quote, The gentleman from the Spring League reached out to me and asked if we could have a call. I don't know what that relationship might or might not yield. Unquote. Spring League is the three-game league per team schedule in the spring. Based out of Las Vegas last year, Johnny Manziel played it in a couple of years ago. Dave Naylor of TSN responding to that, saying, I'm going to suggest the commissioner is being very kind here. Of the many problems the CFL faces currently, which of those exactly would be aided by a partnership with the Spring League? I'm all ears. Well, Randy said every topic's on the table. No idea is a dumb one. He said that in the interview, basically. Mm-hmm. So he's willing to listen to it. Again, back to their humility of saying, we're in trouble, we need help here. So Randy wasn't saying they're going to do it. He said he'd be willing to listen to them. I don't see how it would work either, by the way. But he's not flatly saying no to anybody.
He shouldn't. He's open-minded, and that's what you need to be first, optimistic and open-minded, and that's where the greatest opportunities come from. So I like that about Randy, and he's not going to make a dumb decision. If it's not going to work out, he's at least explored it and understands that it's maybe not the right way.
This is very interesting to me. Dustin Forbes, the voice of the Lethbridge Hurricanes, has tweeted us, and I never knew him to be the biggest CFL fan in the world, but he says... You're the CFL guy. What are your thoughts on this? This is from the voice of the Hurricanes, and you know him. You know him well, don't you? Dustin Forbes says, if the CFL started on the weekend of September 11th, you could play an 11-game season with one bye, then weekend of December 4th through the semifinals, December 11th through the division finals, then have a Grey Cup on December 20th. I believe it would help with ratings for a league that has lost a lot over the last 10 years. We'll debate all of that tomorrow, but everybody... Just last week, I told you about the CFL coach that called me with his idea of a 10-game season kicking off September Labor Day weekend. Everybody's got an idea. I don't know what to say to that. I think it's a great idea. Let's just play.
Yeah.
Whether it's a 2014, maybe it's one weekend they have a tournament. Anything.
I like that people
are
engaged. But
that's where I said, don't you feel that we're moving? We're moving towards playing in all leagues.
Yeah.
We got to go. We got to go. We got to have our meeting. That's the most important thing.
Yes.
All right. Oh, tomorrow's show. The ageless Gene Principe, host of Oilers broadcasts on Rogers Sportsnet Oilers. Gene Principe. NBA champion Joel Anthony. He is now the Hamilton Honey Badgers, working in personnel in their front office from the CEBL. He's won two championships with the Heat. Joel Anthony. Sean Simpson from Ottawa, TSN Ottawa. And pro fan Cameron Hughes. That's a good get, Clark. I'm interested to chat with him. So we will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.